if you're a Leeds fan, you've got to look at the game against Forest and think, since Dougie Friedman's gone in, Forest have been doing really well. So that's actually a good point gained, I reckon.
Yeah, I would as well. I think when you look at the fact that Nottingham Forest had so much to play for as well, you know, one of the sides that are, they think they've got a chance of going up in via the playoffs. Leeds United, has to be said now, it's mid-table, not going to be going down, just a little bit too far for the playoffs. So in the end, a good point for Leeds, and Scott Wootton afterwards saying a top 10 finish will be a positive for the side, and I can only agree with him.
Elsewhere, the Yorkshire side, Sheffield Wednesday 1, Fulham 1. The mighty Terriers, 1-1 draw against Birmingham. Town, still form at the moment, not brilliant, not the time of season you don't want brilliant form, but one team who I'm sure will be, again, feeling a bit nervous after the weekend. Rotherham, who came to the John Smith, beat Town, and were feeling quite good. Then they play Wigan, who are in the relegation zone. Really, a lot of people now thinking that Wigan, the only one who can get from the relegation zone. There's Millwall, who might still jump out, but then Blackpool, who are sort of way down. But Rotherham losing 2-1 at home to Wigan. So I think a few people around the New York quite nervous now.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the fact that, you know, they've had, you can argue, two real six-pointers against Huddersfield and Millwall, won them both. This was their third one, and Jermaine Pennant, of all people, with two free kicks. And you've got to say, that second free kick is a beauty, right in the top corner. And you look at Wigan as well, the fact that they're picking up a bit of form. That's now four away wins in a row. So it's a case, while their home form may not be very good at all, their away form's fine. And if they can pick up their home form just a little bit, you know, they'll be looking at the likes of Huddersfield. They'll be looking at the likes of Rotherham and just seeing, you know, you can argue that Rotherham have won a couple of their bigger games so far during the last couple of games. Huddersfield, on the other hand, well, they gained a point against Birmingham, a good point, it has to be said. But they are the side that, you know, out of the playoffs, are probably the side not in form.
Just to keep away from talking about Town not in form, let's look at Wigan. Again, Rotherham fans tomorrow keeping an eye on the fact that Wigan play Watford at the DW. That's going to be a difficult game for Latics, isn't it?
Really difficult game. You know, you look at the home record and the lack of confidence Wigan seem to have when they're at home. And then you look at the fact that Watford are, well, they're knocking on the door for top spot. Never mind just getting in the playoffs like the aim was when it was a couple of weeks ago when they were just outside. I think that's what makes the Championship such a great division at the moment, is Watford, they found a little bit of form over the last four games. All of a sudden, they're second. And they're in a position where, you know, at the moment, they'd be going up automatically. So for Wigan, you know, I know there'll be a couple of Yorkshire sides. You've got the Huddersfields, the Rotherhams that will be hoping Watford leave with all 3 points. I think it'll be a draw. I think both sides are going to go for it. Be a high-scoring draw as well. But again, you know, you just look at Huddersfield and Rotherham. They know they need to pick up some victories to ensure they're not relegated.
You just love talking about Huddersfield and relegation, watching my face. This is the thing, right? We quite often have a TV broadcasting from the studio, TV cameras and things. Today they're off, but if you could see my face, you would see me squirming at the moment. Right, let's talk about Town properly. Town tomorrow play Norwich, and when you're in bad form, you don't necessarily want to come up against a side like Norwich. It's not going to be an easy one for Town tomorrow, is it?
It's certainly not going to be easy. And also, you don't want to face a side that feel they were a bit robbed during their last game. They were beating Derby quite comfortably. And in the end, John Ruddy drops the ball into his own net. I think there were a couple of Norwich fans, a couple of Norwich players who felt that that were 3 points or 2 points dropped because of that. So they'll have a point to prove, and obviously they're still in them playoffs, but it's a case that if they can gain the win, they'll ensure they're in the playoffs by the end of the day, but they'll also be maybe a step nearer to automatic promotion as well. So a game where Huddersfield, you know, they're facing a side who have got a lot to play for.
Also tomorrow, Wolves, Sheffield Wednesday. Then on Wednesday, Forest are the ones hosting Rotherham. Again, tough game for Rotherham there. Leeds go away to Fulham. Do you reckon that, well, I think a lot of people would have thought Fulham would do better than this. They're just above the relegation zone. Do you think Fulham have got a lot still to offer? Do you think they can climb much further up the table, or do you think that they are just going to be watching themselves for relegation?
I think they'll be watching themselves. I think as well that some rumours, obviously it'll be Leeds United against Ross McCormack again. There are rumours that Ross McCormack is having a bit of interest from Derby County, so it's one of them, a wait and see. Would Fulham be willing to cash in if they knew they could reclaim most of the £11 million back if Derby go up? It is one of them where I think Fulham think that they're all right now, they're safe, because they've got some decent games coming up for them where you'd expect them to pick up the points. But, you know, just looking at that table now, really, It does look like Millwall and Blackpool are down, but if Wigan can continue this form, who is it that's going to be dragged in there?